What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Two Kerry women have transformed their careers from working mothers to figures of female inspiration. After becoming disillusioned with the inauthenticity of social media and the effects that it could have on their children, Sarah Benner and Caroline Lyons decided to combat this themselves. Their podcast is called What a Woman and has amassed thousands of listeners with inspirational stories where independent women share their experiences. They are with me. They have flown from Kerry, from Farran Ford this morning. Sarah Benner and Caroline Lyons, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good choice to take the plane.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
God,
much
it's
quicker.
A long journey up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure no great waiting time in Farran Ford to get on the plane.
Not a bother.
No, even less than an hour. A bit different to the bigger airports, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you're here, which is great, and thank you for making the journey. Now, tell me about this disillusionment that set in when you saw the world in which your kids were growing up.
Yeah, well, I suppose, obviously, we're sort of the first generation of parents, really, where we're bringing our children up with online, you know, and there's a lot of challenges with that. They're seeing a lot of content that we're not always as in control of as we'd like to be. And we were looking at a lot of the role models that are out there, and you're seeing a lot of influencers, and they might just be, you know, they're chatting to the camera, chatting about another video. And you think, well, what are they going to gain from that? We wanted role models that they could.
Yeah, and this becomes a career choice for many of them. You know, what do you want to be when you leave school? And one of the top choices is an influencer, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. Although what I would say on the other side of that is there can be some positives to that if you're obviously controlling what they're watching. So there is an entrepreneurial sort of, I think, influence on kids now that they can see that when they grow up, they can maybe create something for themselves. So, and that's what we've done with the podcast. I mean, we couldn't have actually launched the podcast
without social media.
And a lot of the women that we've met on the podcast have launched businesses by having a big following and being able to promote their brand. So that is the positive side. But absolutely, there is this worry of, but it's really the content that they're seeing and the people that they might be meeting online.
Now, Sarah, many people don't understand the way these algorithms work. I was telling you during the break that, you know, I was looking at motorbikes. And every time I open up Google to search for anything, I get ads for motorbikes, even though that was a simple inquiry. And what you get on your feed, whether it's Instagram or just your Google page or Google Chrome, whatever it is, depends on what you went looking for.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I have a big interest in interiors and clothes and that kind of thing. And so everything pops up. But now, obviously, with our What a Woman podcast, it's all these women, these inspirational women that are coming. So I'm trying to share that with my daughter.
How old are your children?
So I have Charlotte, who's 10, Bobby, who's 8, and William, who's 7. So Charlotte, really, she's coming 11 in September. And I suppose myself and Carlin were talking about this. They're kind of watching us. So I think if parents are spending, this is just personally speaking, but I find if I'm spending loads of time on my phone,
this is a normality they will replicate.
Exactly, yeah. So I suppose you have to be careful as a parent if you're trying to encourage your children to get out and to play sport or read a book, then you have to try and do the same. Otherwise, they're just going to copy you.
Does Charlotte have a smartphone?
God, no.
Okay.
But
no.
My daughter, she's 12. So she's just left primary school and she has a phone now. So, you know, I'm beginning to encounter those issues of trying to take the phone away and the conflict that brings about. So, again, it's trying to sort of talk about how much time we try and sit with them and agree how much time is sort of sensible. We've got the Google Family Link app, so that helps us to monitor. She can't download an app unless we approve it. She isn't on social media at the moment either. She's not got all the apps. She's just got her WhatsApp. And we can also lock it down overnight because I think that's really important, you know, that they're not on it late at night.
But it becomes more and more difficult the older they get, more attached, glued to their phones.
And it's the summers as well. Like, we've got these big, long holidays trying to entertain children. you know, and our weather. So the reality sometimes is...
Hand them a tablet and let them entertain themselves for what... That's what the reality for many people. Yeah. It's particularly with the kind of summer we've been having.
Exactly, yeah.
But so. I think we can't beat ourselves up too much. But in the summer, they are gonna end up having more screen time. That's the reality. But it's trying to think about, okay, but how much time for adolescent girls, and we've got our eldest daughters now coming into that sort of preteen. It's so good for them to be on a team. But as Sarah said, you have to be the role models as well, I suppose, and practice what you preach.
Now, you worked in finance in London for 20 years?
Yes, 20. I was whisper the 20 years, but yeah.
So what was it like coming to Kerry?
Well, it's very different. It's quite a bit. It's been great. We live by the sea now. That's kind of transformed my life. I'm into sea swimming. We're very outdoorsy now, and it is very entrepreneurial. I think I can see a lot of people around me starting up their own sort of businesses. So that's been great, and that's obviously why I've taken the step to start this podcast. But I love everyone's really welcome to sing. I've been very lucky.
All right, have you left full time work behind?
For the moment, yes. I suppose with the
move
over...
Not that being a parent is not a full-time job.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, I'm putting my full-time efforts into the podcast and this project. And I'm really proud, really, of what we've achieved with it. 50 episodes, 50 women that we've interviewed.
Sarah, you haven't quite abandoned the outside world of work.
No, I'm still working 3 days. And I love my job. So I'm balancing it all. I mean... Lots of people say, how do you do it? Like, I have 3 children. But I actually, like, it's a privilege what we're getting to do. We're meeting these amazing, inspirational women from all backgrounds, from medicine to sport to business. And really, there's a woman on our podcast for everybody. There's also the everyday mum, you know, who's doing what we're doing, working, children, balancing. There's also single mothers.
Now, it is a reality, and you'll do, I presume, a series every so often of What a Woman. Where is it to be found, by the way, the podcast?
So, on Spotify, well, on all the major
Spotify,
streaming
platforms. All the major ones.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you already have it, and it is a success. How did it actually come about? What was the conversation between you two that begat this great enterprise?
Firstly, I've spoken about Charlotte. She's nearly 11. And I was getting very conscious of what her role models might be in years to come. And at the time, I was reading a book with her one night, Jackie Hurley's book on Girls Can Play Too. And it's about all these amazing sportswomen in Ireland. And I said, Charlotte, you should start reading these women. They're incredible. And then myself and Caroline were very pally. And Caroline had her own podcast, and she interviewed my aunt, who is a very inspirational woman, Madeline, with an incredible story. And together we said, why don't we think about trying to...
work together on it. Have our own podcast where we could talk to more women. I mean, Madeline's story, there was so much wisdom to be passed on as well. And what's been the surprise, I suppose, is we found great role models for ourselves, you know, to show that it's never too late, you know, to be ambitious and to do what you want to do, you know. So it's been great from that point of view. We had the conversation and we said we'd start asking women.
Jackie Hurley was our first guest. We said we'd chance around with Jackie Hurley, who wrote the book. We said, no better woman now to kick off with. And she was so nice, and she invited us into her home, and it was a great start. Like, she was a great start to kick off with. So, yeah.
Now, you mentioned your other children. I mean, is there a podcast, What a Man, coming up?
Well, if there is, Pat, you're going to be our number one choice.
Happy to oblige, should it happen. Yeah. But, I mean, that the point is that people who are engaged with social media every day of their lives, boys and girls in school, I mean, what they seek out is what the algorithm will throw back. Isn't that the issue?
Yeah. No, and that is very worrying. I mean, just this week, the story that the chief police in the UK came out with, that, you know, boys are being radicalised almost in the same way into misogyny as they would be into terrorism. I mean, these kind of things, it is quite frightening, and there is content they're exposed to. And we have to, as parents, you know, the big tech companies aren't doing their bit to safeguard children. So we, you know, it's a big thing, responsibility for parents to try and manage this. But all we can do really is to try and talk to our children about these risks, what they're watching, so that they feel they can come to us And I've had this with my daughter just this week. She came to me, she'd seen something online, it was a bit upsetting, and we talked about it. And I think that's because at the end of the day, they are going to be exposed to things we can't always control.
I mean, the problem with those misogynistic conversations online, they become normalized. They think this is the world.
Yeah. That's right, which is what you have to keep instilling in them, your values, what our values should be, what the values are as people, as a family, so that they at least, you know, they've got that. And, you know, when they're seeing these things, they can talk to you about it.
OK, now you mentioned Jackie and Louise Galvin. Who else might we find on What a Woman?
We've had so many. We've had Lorraine Keane, Deirdre O'Kane, Nicola Tallant, Dr. Mary Ryan.
As Sarah said, we've also had sort of everyday women like ourselves. You know, women, we've had parents with children with disabilities. We've talked to women who have autism themselves, who have children with autism. You know, so we've covered a really broad range of subjects. We want to give voices to women that may not be as heard.
A text here. Your guest mentioned the battle of trying to take the phone away and monitor usage. This always ends up in a row with my 13-year-old. Yeah. Any advice?
Yeah, I think, as I said, that I've had that very same problem, and I think I've had to try and sit talk to her about times, you know, time on it, the agreed times that they can be on it, and just lock the phone down outside of that, you know, so that you're not having this conversation of taking it away when they're in the middle of something.
Yeah, consistency is also hugely important. I mean, if you let them away with it one day and then you try to enforce the rule the following day, yeah, doesn't work.
It's just, I think parenting can be so hard going. And sometimes we just do give the phone, but there's no simple answer to it. I think it's just...
Have you had reaction from the kids then about the role models that you've portrayed in What a Woman?
Oh, definitely. I actually said to my daughter, Charlotte, who was your favourite, and she loved Helen Steele, who is the fashion designer for Dunn's. And she's got a fantastic story. She had ADHD. She has ADHD. And she spoke about being so creative and high energy and an amazing person. So and Charlotte and her brothers actually have set up their own podcast at the moment. So it's quite funny.
Yeah, well, that's where I said where the positive can come in, that they can see what we're doing. And there are those positives to social media where they can have that entrepreneurial streak.
I'll read you a couple more comments to conclude. Sean and Sligo, the social media companies are absolutely not being held to account for their part in the spread of hatred and disinformation. The EU is trying, but more needs to be done. I support these companies getting heavy fines and being broken, regulated to the point of strangling their business models, Meta, Twitter, TikToks, etc. Their contribution to society is heavily weighted towards the debit column. And the final one, an influencer is a modern-day name for what we would have previously called a salesperson. And I've met one, and she informed me it's very actually quite a lonely existence as they're working from home and they're constantly just on their phones. Mm. That's from Paul. Anyway, look, thank you for flying up from Kerry to be with us today. Sarah Benner and Caroline Lyons, the authors of the podcast What a Woman, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.